Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 96 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. You make this ministry possible, and I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team. Here at the Building Great Lives podcast, it's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a subject that can be very difficult for us to do. We're going to talk about a few bridges that should, you heard that right, that should be burned. Sometimes you have to walk away from some things to get closer to God. I grew up hearing the saying, don't burn your bridges. Maybe you've heard this expression as well. Some date its origin back to the 1800s, while others claim it originated before the fall of the Roman Empire. It's a metaphor that means to act in a way which ruins or ends any chance of restoring or returning to the way things were before. When someone tells you not to burn your bridges, they're reminding you that you may need those people someday. So be careful how you deal with them. And this makes good sense. It's a wise saying to live by. You don't want to burn any bridges that aren't absolutely necessary. People that burn every bridge in their life quickly find themselves alone. So it's wise to be cautious and use godly wisdom when burning these bridges. However, in some cases, I have found there are some bridges that should be burned. Burning some bridges can help prevent you from going back to the place you never should have been in the first place. Sometimes, in order to begin that new chapter in your life, you've got to be willing to close the other one. This shouldn't be taken lightly. It requires godly wisdom and guidance for what bridges to burn, when those bridges need to be burned, and certainly how to burn those bridges. Because everything has to be done with a foundation of godliness. So we don't just burn bridges to burn bridges, and we don't do it in a manner that is ungodly or with an attitude that is ungodly. However, we do have to come to the revelation that there are some things in our past and there are some things in our present that will hinder us from achieving the future that God has called us to. All of those things become weight. We need to learn how to lay aside every weight that easily besets us. So in this episode, we're going to talk about some weights that need to be laid aside, some bridges that should be burned, some things that we should look at and say, I'm never going back to that again. I'm not letting that person abuse me again. I'm not letting that situation hurt me again. It's coming to the revelation that we have tried everything that we can, and now, for the sake of our own spiritual well-being and mental health, we're going to walk away from some things and leave it in the hands of God. It's not that we're completely giving up. We're not. We're surrendering it to God so that we can move forward and say, I'm not going to let that destroy my future. See, your future is God called. The enemy wants to keep you from your calling. And so God is moving in a way to bring revelation to us that we can lay aside the weights that we're carrying. These weights, these additional things that we were not meant to bear, we need to learn to recognize them and then learn how to lay them down and move forward. And this is not easy. Make no mistake about it. Burning bridges, laying aside the weights, recognizing them, and then moving forward, it's not easy to do. And there's a good reason for that. As Christians, we are always hopeful for things to be made right and restored. It's at the very core of our beliefs. Since the very first human sinned, God has been making a way for redemption. And we are part of that same process. We were lost in sin. We could not save ourselves. We could not make a way for ourselves. And God restored us through His plan of salvation. Through repentance, baptism in His name, and infilling of His Spirit, He has restored us back to life again. And so restoration is a very core principle. It's our default. So when things go wrong in our lives, we naturally default to restoration. And that's not bad. It's a good thing. However, it needs to be used with wisdom also. There are some relationships, there are some situations, there are some circumstances that while we want God to restore them, and while we pray for restoration, we at the same time must learn the importance of moving forward and not allowing those things to come against us and to detour us from where God has called us to be. For our own mental and spiritual well-being, there are some bridges that must be burned. It's not easy, but sometimes it's necessary. If you don't burn some bridges, you'll invite that same issue back into your life over and over again until it finds a foothold and derails you emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Friendships that tempt you to return to sinful behaviors, those bridges need to be burned. Physical, mental, sexual abuse, those bridges need to be burned. People that continually hurt you over and over and over, those are bridges that need to be burned. Things that put you in a compromising situation, those bridges need to be burned. Those opposite sex friendships at work that have the potential to destroy your life and your marriage, those bridges need to be burned. You better burn those bridges before they kill your faith, your joy, and your peace. Those are bridges not worth saving. There are times it's emotionally and even spiritually imperative to burn some bridges, to completely close some doors and never look back. Now, thankfully, we're not the only ones that have had to deal with this. People in the Bible had to deal with these very choices as well. We find this scenario in the life of Elisha. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21, we read, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee.' And he said unto him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to thee?'" And verse 21 says, "And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah." There was a choice that Elisha had to make. He had to decide if he was going to choose cows and plows or mantles and miracles. And the only way that he could choose the mantle and the miracle was to end his relationship with the oxen and the plows. The Bible tells us clearly that he went back and he took one of the yoke of oxen and slew them and took the instruments of the oxen, which is the plows, and he used the wood of the plow to create a fire to boil the flesh of the oxen, and he fed the people. This was not just for a meal. This was not just to satisfy the hunger that was within the people. This was symbolic. The people understood at this meal, things were changing, things were transitioning. Elisha wasn't coming back to the plow and the oxen anymore. He was going after that mantle. He was pursuing after those miracles. Things were changing. He burnt that bridge. He was telling them, I'm not coming back to this anymore. There is a greater purpose that I must pursue. And this is so important for us. We have a choice before us. We can live our lives connected to the things that have hurt us. We can live our lives connected to our past, the abuse and the things that have attacked our mind, the things that have hurt us in the past. Or we can make the decision to burn that bridge. Recognize that that relationship that harms you over and over and over, it's not worth saving until God repairs it and restores it. And until such, I'm going to separate myself from it. You must do that. You cannot have the cows, the plows, the mantles, and the miracles all at the same time. You've got to let go of the weight of the oxen and the weight of the plow and embrace the mantle and embrace the miracles that God has called you to. Listener, I feel this very strongly in the Holy Ghost right now. Some of you are carrying a weight that you were never intended to bear. And the Holy Ghost is reaching for you right now, saying it's time for you to lay aside that weight, lay aside that trauma, lay aside that pain, lay aside all the things that would come in to distract you from the miracles that God has called you to. It's time for you in the Holy Ghost to rise up and make the choice. I choose the mantle. I choose the miracles. I choose the things of God. I choose to step in to the dimension of the miraculous that God has called me to. It is time for you to lay aside all of the shame and all of the pain and all of the regret and realize those bridges must be burned. We want to do it with godly wisdom. We've got to do it the way God tells us. We can't be reckless in it, but at the same time, we have to have a made up mind, determined that we're going to do what God has called us to do. It is your day. It is your moment. You have been carrying a weight that you were never intended to bear for long enough. It's time for you to move past all the things that have been causing you trauma in your life and embrace the calling that God has placed on your life. Elisha had to do it, and you will have to do it as well. Elisha made the right decision. He chose the mantles and the miracles. He chose the things of God over all of the other things. We also have an example of one that would not burn bridges. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 26, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, that which grew upon the ground. But his wife, he's talking about Lot's wife, looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. She saw the sin of Sodom. She was in the house when the men of Sodom knocked on the door and called for the angels to be sent out. She heard the circumstance grow even stranger when her husband offered his own daughters that the men would leave the angels alone. And when the angels had to pull them out of the city, I don't understand that. When you see that type of sin, you shouldn't have to be pulled out of it. But there was an emotional attachment to that place. Lot had it. His wife had it. And when they were commanded to flee from that city and go into the mountains and never look back, burn that bridge, don't go back anymore to that. If you go back to that, you're going to be destroyed. Something inside of her was attached, was emotionally connected to the point that she turned and looked back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. This is a warning to us that if we carry attachments too long, they will eventually destroy us. And listener, that's not the will of God. God wants you to recognize the things that have been trying to destroy you and burn that bridge. Cut that tie. It's not easy. It's very difficult at times, especially when it's someone that we have been close to, a friend, a family member. But it's time to recognize the abuse, cut ties, and turn it over to the hand of the Lord. Let Lot's wife be a reminder. No wonder the New Testament said, remember Lot's wife. What do we need to remember about her? Well, we need to remember that she had attachments to a place that she should have never been attached to. And she refused to burn bridges that she should have burned. And when she refused, it cost her her life. I don't want you to lose your calling over attachments that should be dissolved. The Bible tells us that there came a time that Peter and Andrew were called to the Lord in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Now pay close attention to verse number 20. And straightway, immediately, they left their nets and followed after Jesus. They left their nets behind. They were no longer called to tend the nets in the ship, but now they were called to follow Jesus and learn how to fish for men. But I want you to notice what happened. When things became difficult, how did Peter respond? John chapter 21, verses 3 through 4 says, Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. And they said unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into the ship immediately that night, and they caught nothing. But when morning was come, now Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. There's a huge contrast between Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 20, and John chapter 21, verses 3 through 4. It's the call of Peter, and then it is the response of Peter. Peter follows Jesus by leaving his nets, symbolic of, I am severing the old ways. I am embracing the new path, letting go of the old life, embracing the new life. But when things became difficult, and trials begin to rise up and fear begin to come upon Peter, and he did not know what to do, the Bible says that he went back fishing. Now, let's make this clear. There's nothing wrong with fishing. There's nothing wrong with going out and catching some fish for enjoyment or for food. But this was not a leisurely fishing trip. This was symbolic of Peter. When things got difficult, he went back to the old ways. See, if you don't completely sever, if you don't completely burn some bridges, you'll go back to the old ways when things get difficult. And that's what God's trying to prevent in your life. That's why there's been so many ups and downs. There's been so many ins and outs. It's not that you're a bad person. It's not that God is not strong enough to deliver you. It's just that you have not burned some bridges. When the bridge, the thing connecting two points, is severed, there's no going back. It's severed. If you want to live for God and do what God's called you to do, there are some things that just have to be severed. Peter allowed it to become too easy for him to go back. And so we learn a lot from Peter. It's not just a matter of dropping the nets, laying them aside. Sometimes you have to get rid of the nets. And lastly, let's look at a very familiar example. The Bible tells us how Bartimaeus responded. In Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, we read this. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Now notice what verse 50 says. And he, talking about Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now let's jump back to verse 50. The Bible said he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. This garment was the outer garments. It was a coat, if you will, in modern terms. It was a coat that associated him with being a beggar. When you saw these beggars, their clothes would have been tattered and torn. So blind Bartimaeus had the look of a beggar. When you saw him, you knew his condition. But when he rose up to come to Jesus, he cast off the garment of a beggar. This is symbolic of saying, when I get to him, I am never going back to the way I was. I'm not going to put that coat on anymore. That bridge is burned. I'm no longer going to be a beggar anymore. I'm going to get everything that I need and my life is going to change. Now, we as believers need to learn from Bartimaeus, because too many of us have been born again, but yet we still stay connected to the coat of the beggar. We still look back like Lot's wife, and we still deal with whether or not we're going to choose the mantle and the miracles or the cows and the plows. We must come to the revelation that some bridges need to be burned. We need to say, I'm not going back to the way that it was anymore. I'm not going back into that relationship that was abusive. I'm turning that over to God. I'm not going back into the ways that led me into sin. I'm not staying connected to the friends that caused me to be tempted. I'm not staying connected to the things of this world. I'm not going to keep listening to or watching the things that influence my mind away from the things of God. Those bridges must be burned. And when we burn those bridges, we will embrace the new things that God has called us to. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Burn the bridges to the old man, as has become our tradition here at the Building Great Lives podcast. I want to pray for you, listener. I want to pray that God would encourage you. Lord, I'm asking you right now to help every listener turn the pain and the hurt over to you. Help them, Lord, to burn the bridge, leave it in your hands, and then move on. Lord, I pray right now that every listener would embrace the mantle and the miracle, that they would burn the plow, that they would burn the oxen, that they would not look back, and they would let go of the beggar's robe, because you have called them to more. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillam. That's G-I-L-L-I-A-M. On Instagram at Rev Gillam. You can also reach me at Building Great Lives Podcast at gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time. Let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.